The 13 Principal Upanishads. Translation by F. Max Müller. Revised by Suren Navlakha. With an introduction and notes by Suren Navlakha. Read by Sagar Arya for Ukemi Audiobooks. Introduction. The place of Upanishads in Vedic literature. The Vedas are ancient scriptures of the Hindus and have customarily been regarded by them as sacred and authoritative in all matters pertaining to religion and philosophy. The word Veda itself suggests the unbroken flow of knowledge. There are four Vedas: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, and Atharva Veda. Each of them consists of four categories of works: Samhitas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, and Upanishads. The Samhitas are the earliest literary creations. The Hindus view them as eternal, without beginning and without human authorship. They are the source books of all the later Vedic works. Each Veda has a Samhita bearing the same name, thus the Rig Veda Samhita, the Yajur Veda Samhita, of which there are two versions, the white and the black, the Sam Veda Samhita and the Atharva Veda Samhita. The Samhitas have their own Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas have their Aranyakas and Upanishads. The Samhitas are compilations of hymns and chants used at the time of sacrificial rituals as prayers and eulogies of the powers that directly underlie the various natural and cosmic phenomena, and which are called devas, deities. They also contain some purely speculative verses of great mystical and philosophical significance. The Brahmanas contain rules and regulations for the sacrificial rituals, while also explaining the meaning of the hymns and chants. The Aranyakas and Upanishads are directly linked to the speculative portion of the Samhitas. The whole Vedic literature is thus customarily classified into two parts. The part which deals with the sacrificial rituals being designated as Karma Kand, the part relating to works, and the other, which is purely philosophical in nature, being termed as Jnana Kand, the knowledge part. The Upanishads, naturally, belong to the latter.